Episode 34, banging out two in a row today. The guy who does our podcast is really starting to flake on us, Bundy. Guy's going to a wedding every other week. I never got invited to a wedding until I was fucking 44, for Christ's sakes. There's fucking kids at a wedding every other week. All right, so episode 34, cell phones down, people. We got an old guest coming back. He come over here to buy us lunch, so I told him I'd give him a little camera time. And he sponsored this podcast. So basically he bought his way on the fucking seat.
Paid my way in.
TK Mechanical out of Quincy.
TK Mechanical
out of Quincy.
All your heat and AC needs.
Heating and air conditioning needs. Yeah, and you had a good idea there about... earlier about the shed. Maybe tear that shed down and build a bigger shed.
You know what? I did have an idea about a shed, getting a big shed for the backyard. And then I thought that we've got to be careful where we buy it because Mike uses them as outhouses everywhere we go.
I got a new one.
But yeah, put a mini split in it. It could be a little like, like a little man cave. You know what I mean?
Yeah, a little man cave.
A little hangout
TV
spot.
Up. Yeah.
And then
that would be nice.
And also, if we get a little overflow on beds, maybe put someone in there for $200 a week if they're lucky.
Yeah, unlike when Justin's hammock,
Justin's wife eventually throws him out after he marries her.
Don't be over there.
You want to ruin a relationship? Get married, Justin. All right. No, I'm just kidding, man. Jin Don, I wish you the best. You'll be good. You'll be good. All right, Mr. Bundle's back at it.
Yep.
People were wondering where you were. Told them about the jet ski accident. Bundy,
it was a tough one.
Huge jet ski guy. What'd you hit? Dinghy?
I hit a dinghy.
Hit a dinghy. Bundy.
Newburyport.
He swam to the jetty. There's actually pictures of Bundy
Dinghy sank.
He swam to the jetty. They were all fishing off the jetty. They had to pull the lines in when they saw him coming in. I wish I was there to get live footage, but he's back. He's back and better than ever.
The fuel cost must be killer, huh?
Yeah, it was.
A lot of people that follow me locally that know are asking me about Paulie Black. Now Bundy never liked him, and I helped him time and time again, and he'd leave, and he'd mess up and leave the house. I'm not to get into his personal struggles.
He karate chopped my wife.
Yeah, we got him in a detox once, and his wife works at Gavin House Foundation, and he was like throwing punches out. He did some crazy stuff, and I always forgave him and always took him back, and he'd always leave my house and talk bad about me, and I always forgave him, and people would say, "Why are you taking him back?" I'd say, "Oh, he's got a problem. You know, the guy's illiterate. He's got a..." So this time he left the house, and everyone's asking me from around here that know the situation, like, what did he do? So I might as well talk about it. Do you know what he did, Justin?
I don't know. Last time I saw him, he was doing well,
man. Yeah. And I believe he's still sober, so he's doing well. But I don't wish him well.
Nah, piece of shit.
Yeah, yeah. So, long story short, he got SSI. I took him down, held his hand. He wanted to leave when he found out he was only getting I don't know if I should talk about his personal stuff. Like, when he found out how much he was going to get, which was a minimal amount, he wanted to leave. I'm like, "Paulie, that's better than nothing," and da 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 da. So he gets it, and he's supposed to get, some type of, when you get on SSI, you're supposed to get some, like, back, from when you signed up, you get like a retro. But he owed some back things for other things. I don't know if it was child support or whatever it was. And so we didn't think he was going to get it. So he's in the house 7 months, and he makes my father his payee. So his check's coming, and it's $350 short of the rent. So every, and he's hitting me up for 20, 30, 40. So now he's there 7 months. I'm saying, hey, you know, your bill's getting up there. Like, get a job, dude. Like, you can work on SSI. Maybe you can only work, what, like 30 hours a week?
Right.
Yeah, something like that. So I'm like, hey, you know, you fall in the hole. And all of a sudden, bang, I get a check. It's like a retro check. And they say you're getting X amount of dollars. You're going to get one check. 6 months later, you get another. And then you get the total balance, whatever it is. So the check he got didn't even cover what he owed for the 7 months for the $350 a month. And I still give him $300. And he's like, I want to get this new scooter. I'm selling mine for $500. Can you give me $1,000? Yeah, no problem. Oh, where is it? He says, Derry, New Hampshire. So if anyone who knows around New Hampshire, a lot of people don't, right? But I drive to Derry, which isn't too far from Lowell. It's up after Nashua. I don't know. How far is it from Lowell, Derry, buddy?
45 minutes.
Is it that far?
Yeah, it's a good ride.
So I went to Nashua. Nashua is only like 15, 20 minutes. I thought it was right next to Nashua. So I says, give me the address. He pulls up the address. It's Plastow. So anybody that knows, like, Plastow's by Lawrence, it's like totally different from like Nashua. You got to drive all the way back through Lowell, keep going 495 all the way to Lawrence. I'm like, dude, this is like far from here. So I do it. Go to this place he goes to. They don't have the scooter he wants. So now all weekend, we go. I find a place that has it in Belmont. So I go, we'll go next week. So now he's hounding me Monday morning. Let's go. Now I got two dump trucks full of shit. I got to bring the dump. I go, oh, I'm busy. I got to go to the dump. So the next day he's like, we go. I'm like, well, tomorrow's my girlfriend's birthday. So, and now everybody in the sober house like, yo, you better take him to get that scooter. I'm like, what? Oh, yeah, he's fucking saying this and that. And he, you know, you better take him. He's fucking snapping. He's getting... I said, well, now we can wait till like Thursday.
Right, right.
Now we can wait till Friday because I'm putting up the money that I'm going to have to wait 6 months to get back. The next morning, Tuesday morning, he texts me, I'm moving out. Now, this is how stupid he is, right? You know, I just would have had to wait 2 days. I'm going to buy him a scooter. Now he doesn't have the money to get it, right? I go, hey, good luck. You know, I wish you the best. He went around to anybody who would listen, in AA meetings, NA meetings, Recovery Cafe, the Bridge Club, all these things. Mike Lee stole my SSI check. I didn't see a red cent. I got a check. He took the whole thing. Now I want to kill him. Like, I jump out. Like, me and Bundy downtown almost caught him. We looped around. Now I'm like, here I am. I own a sober home, right? I'm going to be chasing this fucking toothless homeless guy down the sidewalk and pile driving him into the fucking concrete because he's, you know, I'm like,
how much money we've given him?
I'm grateful.
Yeah, I don't want to go over like, I did this for someone and I did that. Like, when someone does that with me that helped me and they throw it in my face, it's like, I wish you never did it for me. Don't do something for me and then remind me of it.
Right.
But I have done my share of things for him. You know, I've taken him off the streets. I went and found him in homeless encampments and took him in a detox and off the side of the highway and visit him and bring him cigarettes. Like, you know, stuff that, you know, I would never ask for, you know, back.
I did
install
the bidet for him, though.
Yeah.
But, you know, come on, Kev. You always run away from the microphone. What did you do for him, Kev?
I did install the bidet for you.
I even got him a bidet in the sober house.
Yeah.
Like, what sober houses have a bidet? You get a bidet in your house,
right,
Justin?
Outside his room.
I've never even used a bidet in my life.
Well, I'll tell you, it's a game changer.
Yeah, there it is.
So, toilet paper, you don't need it.
It's a
lot of money.
It's a game changer. When I went with my girlfriend, she went to China. We flew to Japan, then we went to Thailand. They are everywhere. They're in Burger King over there. You know that? Bidets?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they're everywhere.
Yeah.
They're everywhere.
Yeah, you save money on toilet paper.
They could use them around here, I can tell you that.
Yeah, they're fucking unbelievable. They're unbelievable. Yeah. So that's that. I'm not gonna talk about Pauly Black again. I know one thing. Wherever he is now, they don't have a bidet.
No.
Right?
You
no?
know what, though, Mike? You don't get the easy cases. You know, you get the hard cases. You get guys that need help, really need help. Like, you know, I sent a family member there. He has no life skills at all.
No, but he's
you know,
a good kid,
like,
though.
Yeah, he but he'll learn from there. Like, Pauly Black is not an easy case.
No, he's a miserable
fuck. You take him in, and you give him money, and he'll tell you to go fuck yourself. He's, like, not grateful. No. But you take him and you try to, maybe I could save this guy. Maybe I can do something with him. No. And, you know, that's what I'm hoping. You know, I wouldn't send a family member to a place that I didn't think was, you know, good for him. You know, and when you send a family member there, you can trust and believe that he's going to be taken care of.
Yeah,
like exactly. Paulie was. He's never had a bed in his life.
No.
He's never had
a clean place to live. Yeah, he had it made.
He did have a nice tent, though. I did see that tent he was living in.
He never lived so well.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a riverfront property when he was living in the tent. He'd always,
what the fuck? Then he's like, Mike Lee stole my tent.
I shouldn't even say this story. It's bad, huh?
What?
When he's yelling in the sleep?
Yeah.
No. I'm going to say it.
Yeah? All right.
I'm going to say it.
Maybe.
After accused.
You might have to cut this one out. So he's, he screams in his sleep. All his roommates, he's like barking, right?
Yeah.
So we're always like, what the fuck's he saying? What the fuck? Yeah. A couple times, stop.
I know.
So then his roommate Hunter comes over. Shout out Hunter. He moved out. He's doing good for himself. Started his own little roofing gig. He's out in Manchester. Yep, Hunter. Good kid. Hunter goes, you know what he was saying? That's what he said.
Wow. Yeah. That's a tough one.
Maybe that's why he's such a fucking asshole.
Well, you try to help.
Are you going to cut that out, that word?
We all went a long way for this kid. Everybody did.
Yeah, maybe cut out the word.
Yeah.
All right? So when he was sleeping, he was saying, stop me. They could probably
don't stop.
Don't stop believing.
Finish before you stop.
We're terrible, terrible people. We're terrible people. Terrible people. All right. We're going to move on. And that's my rendition of Journey's Don't Stop Believing. Okay, so yeah, back to Kevin. Yeah, Kevin just had a family member move in.
Yeah.
And we got to stay on top of him. Yeah, he is.
He needs a lot of work.
He needs a lot of work. Yeah. You know, I was on him. It looked like a disaster at his room right away. And I had him, you know, had to yell at him. Kevin called me up, Bundy, and he goes, I can't believe this. This is like Bundy's pet project. He's so good with him. He's going in his room. He's talking to him all the time. He's checking on him. So then, like 2 days after that, I'm like, wow, Bundy's such a great guy, right? All of a sudden, I see the kid walking. He's got 2 scratch tickets in his hand. I go, are you going to the store for Bundy? I said that, Kevin. He's a method to his mat. He's got this kid. He can tell this kid to walk to the fucking China and he would follow. So then I look in his hand, and he's got the crossword scratch tickets. I go, Bundy's not smart enough to figure those out. I know for a fact.
He didn't play that one.
So now Bundy's got this kid gambling. Is he buying you scratchies too?
I didn't even know he was scratching until I seen him in the garbage.
That'll be this simpleton's luck. He buys you a $10 ticket. You hit a million and you fucking turn around, fart, and walk out the fucking kid's room. Fucking, yeah, it's a loser.
I'll tell you, the kid had no chance in life, really. He really is.
Nah, he's
lucky.
Good.
He's lucky to be where he is.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I'm 6.5 years sober. And 2018, I got sober.
Congratulations. Put your phone down.
Nice. And I had to look at what date my sober date was.
So what is it now? 8? What is it?
6.5.
Six and a half years.
Nice.
All right.
Yeah.
Nice.
But, so in that amount of time, though, the last 6.5 years, I opened my business, the new business, the TK Mechanical. You know, I've been through a lot, and, you know, helping others is like what I try to do is, you know, as often as I can. If I can help someone, I will.
You've always been there. Mike.
I try to, you know, so many people have helped me, and I won't forget. You know, you don't forget the people that'll help you, because I say so many, but it's really, you know, you can count them on one hand if you really want to know. And but I've made a lot of good friends on the way too that have been helpful and helped me to be successful. You know, I consider myself successful today. I hate to say that. You know, it's like, oh, you're talking about yourself. But I'm successful when I never was in life. I never was successful. And I got sober and I learned a few things about myself. And I was talking to him about a bunny today. It's like, when I first got sober, I wasn't the best client in the sober house. I wasn't picking up my dishes. I wasn't shopping. Right. I was eating your food, you know, just doing shit I didn't know you shouldn't do, you know, because I didn't have good life skills and I didn't have, you know, good ethics. No, I didn't get up for work early. I got up late, you know. Somebody came to pick me up for work. They'd be waiting outside for 10 minutes. You know, then I learned.
Cleaning your room.
Then I learned. Clean my room. Make my bed. Clean the bathroom. It's not my chore. Clean it anyway. You know, sober living was really good for me because it helped me in my business. Because, you know, these kids I get working for me today, I don't know where the fuck they come from. But it's like they don't have very good skills either. They've never seen a screwdriver before. Kids grow up today. They don't have. They didn't have bicycles. They had Xbox. You know, so you put them out in the field doing work. It's a training process for a long time, but it's usually worth it. but you know, as we go, this is what I'm trying to get to. Is like today I was talking to Bundy about this. Like when I first came around, I needed to be taught some skills and. You know, how to be a better person. So what was my goal, right? Was be a good brother, be a good son, be a good father, be a good husband. Most important things to me.
3 out of 4 ain't bad.
Yeah, here we go, right? No, so I just try to be better, and my family members the same way. My daughter's been sober 10 years.
I didn't know that.
My wife's been sober for 10 years. I think Chelsea's 9 and Jill's 10. You're 10, right? 10?
11.
11, yeah, so she's 10.
11
she's
and change, less brother. Than you.
And, you know, it's like some family, but Dixon's in my family, my immediate family, and this is where it's brought us today. Like, I'm lucky I have good friends that I can call when a family member needs help. And, you know, anybody can call. The funny thing is, anybody can call and get help. Like you could, you have a family member in trouble, you can call the sober house. Everything's online, right, Mike?
Yeah.
I mean, people can call. You'll at least get good direction if you don't end up going there, or you'll get
you
good direction.
Go on
direction.
The MASH website, Mass Alliance for Sober Housing. You go on the MASH website, you can see, you know, sober homes, detoxes, whatever in the area. If you need help, it's out there.
Yeah. And, you know, I got lucky because people didn't ignore me when I asked for help. Like, you know, a lot of people try to brush that off. Like, you know, someone says, oh, I need help. And they're like, okay, this junkie away from me. You know, this junkie's not worth it. Right. This, you know, this junkie that I make.
Hey, you come from good people. You know, you're a good guy. I told the story last time you were on. I was dope sick. People that don't know what dope sick is, I was strung out in heroin. And when you don't have it, you get physically ill. And he saw me in front of a dope house. He's like, what are you, sick? And I was like, yeah. And he remembered me from Billerica, from jail, you know. And I'm like, oh, yeah, hey, what's up? And he just peeled off a $50 bill, you know, at the time. And I remember I was like, wow, like, fucking thanks. You know, when someone does something like that, when you're down and out and someone does something for you like that, it might not seem like much, but at the time it was everything. And I never forgot it, you know. And there's a couple people that have done stuff for me like that. I mean, Sparrow might have gave me like $3 once, Bundy. You know, Sparrow's a little tighter with me.
He's tied up.
Best friend in the world.
Yeah. Shout out Sparrow. Without Sparrow, you know, nah, I got nothing. I'm out here fucking power washing a fence. That guy helped me with everything. He helped me buy my first home. He found it for me. He did everything. Without him in my life, man, who knows where I am right now, you know? I mean, I might still be sober, but I definitely wouldn't be. I never thought I'd own my own house in sobriety. It's amazing what we can do, you know, thieves and junkies, as you want to say, and everything. If we get sober and lock in and put our mind to it, you know, if you can go out there and, Bundy, if you can go out and steal fucking giant tractor trailers and I'll go to your truck and drive away.
You're smart enough to run a business.
Yeah, if I can wake up dope sick and go figure out money every day, you know, whether it's fucking, you know, whatever it is, committing crimes, getting money, this and that, you know. Samuel, I remember Kevin started his own blowing insulation company. He was always a hustler, too. You put your mind to something, you know, if we can survive on the other side, you know, of that life, we can survive in the sober life. And it's greater than I'd ever expected. So, Sparrow, even though you only gave me like $3 once, no, he might have gave me 50 once. Sparrow is not working and handing you money to go buy drugs with. You know?
No, yeah. But you know what?
The only one he ever gave money to was Bundy. He'd be like, I saw Bundy. I gave him 50. I gave him 100. I'm like, what? You never gave me fucking nothing, you motherfucker. You know?
But he lets me hear it every day. He's like, you better not buy any scratch tickets.
He's always got good advice, though, and he wants you to do stuff right and not break the law. Like my first company, my insulation company, I had 5 trucks on the road. None of them were registered.
Right.
I didn't even have a license. They were all registered in my name. I mean, all the bills kept piling up on my license, like all the tickets they get, the toll booths they get. Like, I wouldn't pay for shit. I wouldn't do anything right. And then I learned, hey, you got to do shit right. You got to follow some rules.
Right.
You got to get a license. You got to get, I worked to get my license back. You know, my wife, 5 DWIs, got her license back.
No.
She has a breathalyzer until like 2028 or something. You know what? She goes to work every day. She doesn't complain. You know, it just, you do shit right, good things happen. You do good things happen to others around you.
Well, Mike and Sparrow's helped me get my license.
Yeah, that's where we're going next. Bundy's going to get a license. I already gave Bundy a truck, you know. I already gave him a truck.
But he didn't have a truck. It was a nice Z71 GMC.
Yeah. So
crew cab. It was nice. It was shopped to him.
Yeah. So, but that's what you do. Like, you start doing stuff right, being patient. It takes time, you know. It's like, I used to make that statement to people. I used to say, you know, I pay child support, blah, blah, blah. That's what you're supposed to do.
Like, yeah.
You don't get a medal for paying child support.
Right.
You're supposed to fucking pay. And it's, you know what? It turned out, it was good advice I would give to all the kids in the sober houses. I used to manage a lot of sober houses. I would say, you know, it's the only bill worth paying.
Right.
Yeah.
It's the only bill worth paying. Seriously, it is. And it's, you know, you find out that stuff later in life when you clean yourself up and you start doing things right. You find out, geez, you know, this is worth it. It's good. That, you know, where this money's going is the best place in the world. You know, to get your license is a good thing. Get pulled over. You don't have to take off.
Don't worry about nothing. Yeah.
You can just pull over, Bundy.
I asked Bundy, I said, when's the last time you drove with a license? like you could just pull over and hand them a license.
I know.
When was it?
21.
20. 30 years.
Yeah, I'm 30 years.
20 years ago. You're only 40, right, Bundy?
42.
Yeah, 42. Yeah, so 20. Good 20 years.
20 years.
Yeah.
20 years.
But how many cars have you driven?
Yeah.
I love that. Justin, one of my favorite Bundy stories, the last time he's out, he's ripping and running. He's in the sober house for a little bit. He does a couple of scores. He's got money. He's gone, right? So a couple of guys in the sober house like, oh, I saw Bundy fucking, he got a nice truck. He bought a truck. I go, dude. Bundy stole a truck.
No, I called you and said
you were one of them. There was a few of them.
He's waxing a truck.
Yeah, no. And then I showed him the car wash. No, he did a score, and the guy, instead of paying him the fucking $4,000 for the equipment, he gave him a truck. I said, listen, right now, just listen to me. No, he had the keys. I said, I don't give a fuck if he had the key to the city. That truck is as hot as a fucking $5 pistol. All right? So then I see him at Duncan's. It's fucking December, fucking January, right? I come out, this icicle's hanging off it, right? Thing's shining like he just went through the car wash and the water was freezing on. I go, you sick, demented fuck. He's got like, he's hanging the fucking, the Christmas tree from the mirror. He's fucking like, oh, he's out there on the dash. I go, Bundy, where'd you steal the truck from? He's like, fucking extra. I don't know where you're going. I know it, dude. People, you're actually got people fucking believing that you own this fucking truck.
He's out in front of the car.
Hey, listen, he's like, possession's 9/10 of the law. I go, yeah, it is, dude. I hear you, Bundy.
That's fine.
But yeah, it would be fucking, I mean, that would be monumental having your driver's license.
Yeah,
Hopefully.
We're going to get it. I'm going to get it.
I don't know if they knock something off if you get approved for SSI or whatever, because he's been trying for a while.
Yeah.
I think he's close.
Yeah.
I think he got it or whatever. But it's, I mean,
I owe close to $12,000.
Oh, is there any way they can knock that down?
Max that fine out at $5,000.
No, it's $12,000. I went to the registry and they gave me a printout of all the tickets.
But
and we're going back
to
19.
Yeah, they're not gonna make it.
89, 1990.
Well, the hearing officer will know. You gotta go again. You gotta go to Lawrence. You gotta just get that out of the way, just to see where you're at.
Right.
And the good thing with you is no drunk drivings, right? No driving under the influence.
I think there was a.
Crazy when you don't even remember.
Yeah, no, there was another DUI.
Do I get three or four? I honestly don't know. Yeah,
they found coke on me. It was open package of cocaine.
Yeah.
I was sniffing lines.
No, you?
And so they charged me. Not an OUI, is that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that. Right. Yeah, that's what I was.
When you found guilty, did you cop out to it?
I forget.
Probably didn't go to court.
I'm going to say you pled out to
Of course.
30 that got days time
in.
Served.
That got rolled in with a bunch of other jobs.
Yeah, yeah. 60 days time served, but he's like, shunned it.
I'll cop to that.
Let's hope I get my license this time.
But he's like, give me another 30 days. I'm hungry.
You know what? I swear to God, though, I keep driving to the end of the connector, and I see people with signs. I'm just seeing that Paulie Black is there all the time.
I think he'll be there. Within a month, he'll be there.
I'll run him over this. I told him I should have smacked you in the face. Karate chop.
Yeah, I always forgave him because he'd leave the house and he'd be like, you know, drinking booze and high. So like, he's talking shit. He's drunk. He's illiterate. He's sober.
He's doing cartwheels down the rehab hallway. He's doing cartwheels.
Yeah.
My wife calls me. This kid's in here doing cartwheels.
Yeah, he snuck. I drove
Mike.
Him there. He snuck.
Mike goes. He's a former gymnast.
Kevin goes. He is. I go. No, I'm just.
I told my wife. I said he's a former gymnast. She goes. No, he isn't. You idiot.
Paulie Black on the balance beam. Gavin Detox. Yeah, maybe he was a gymnast. You know, he could have been a jockey.
I don't know where we learned to do a cartwheel. He goes, I was doing cartwheels. I go, yeah, it's all on camera.
You better stay on point. It's when we see him.
Yeah. Bunny's gonna get him do a few cartwheels. His hands and feet won't touch the ground. Yeah, really. I was driving around and I'm like, what am I doing? You know, what am I doing? Getting out and chasing Paulie Black, you know?
Yeah, fucking weasel.
Can run like a deer, I'll tell you
that. Yeah, he's quick.
Well, he's not going to run in his life.
Yeah, might have been a fucking track star.
He's been chased quite a few times.
So, Paulie, Bundy, license. We got to get Bundy his license. Yeah, that'd be really good.
That's a big
goal.
Yeah, that is a big goal.
Yeah. So Bundy, I had to move a couple of vehicles. He's like, "Oh, I'll follow you." I'm like, "No, you know, you're so close now. You know,
right.
I know you're stuck, and you know, you're probably right. Probably is 12 grand. Maybe that is the number, and it ain't gonna budge. No. But you know what? Sometimes time goes on. Who knows? Right. Maybe you're on, you know, disability. Right. Oh yeah, I can't work without my license. Maybe all right, pay half and put you on a payment plan. I don't know. Right. Some of those things like DOR, it's like, no, you're gonna pay this number. And that's that. You know what I mean? So I'm not saying it's.
I'll talk to the main guy.
Yeah, the main guy. Maybe, you know, maybe someone we know knows somebody,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
We know a lot of people now, especially. So.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
I won't even talk about that lady in the North End. What else
you got? The lady in the North End, though. I mean, she can hit.
Can I tell you who she is?
She's quick.
I didn't want to.
She pounded the whole side of my truck. I put it on my Snapchat, and someone's like, she's the assistant district attorney for Middlesex County.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. See, that's what they get. They get on a power trip, you know? She went, boom, 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 all the way down the side of my truck, hit it 5 times. I get out the camera, I'm like, lady, are you plugged in? You just hit my truck? Yeah, I did. You're driving on the sidewalk. You almost hit me. I come back, my truck's towed. So I'm with Shin. I walk over to Area 1. Sudbury Street there, and I get the tow ticket. I go, where is it, Charlestown? They're like, yeah, city towing. So I put the whole thing on Snap. I'm laughing, like, got me, you know? I go to city towing. They're like, hey, listen, they called us and said, get here now and get this truck. They said, when we get that call, we know it's something. It's somebody. So I'm like, oh, wow. Her kid was probably a Boston cop or something.
Yeah.
Then a week later, a cop's working a detail with the Spanish kid, Ralphie, who was on the podcast. He goes, hey, I saw Bean shoot a Snapchat the other night. You know that's the district attorney or something. So Ralphie calls me up. I go, what's her name? Gives me her name. It was like, not Riley, because I always think it was Irish. I think it was O'Neill. He goes, it's a weird name. He's like, Ada O'Neill. I go, I'm going to go out on a limb and say that's...
Right out there.
Hey... I'm going to go out on a limb and say that's Assistant District Attorney O'Neill. Yeah, not Ada, Ada Ralph, but thanks for
Ada.
But yeah, thanks for the heads up, man. So
this kid
I don't know what I'm gonna do.
I wouldn't have
fucking Ada, you know. Then I'm in the firehouse in the North End. I know all those guys. I show them the video. They're like, yeah, we know her. She lives down here. She comes in here with her kids all the time. I'm like, oh really? Fucking Ada.
Ada's
a hater.
Ada.
You know what I mean?
Ada used her position to get a
classic textbook example of abuse of
privilege.
Power. Yeah, privilege. White privilege.
Get down here
abuse
right
of
now.
Power. Call it what it is, Ada O'Neill. Oh my God. Speaking of North End, let's go hit the feast. It's wrapping up right about now.
When the SWAT truck was parked in front of the cell phone, I thought it was because she was on the podcast.
Yeah. Ada's coming for me. She's probably making a call right now to make sure Bundy never fucking gets his license.
I know.
Jesus. Bundy, don't say nothing bad about Ada.
Nah, she can one signature. I'm good.
Yeah.
Really?
I'm good.
Maybe.
Ada, if you can help us out.
Yeah.
We could use
Ada, maybe we could fucking mend fences here if you fucking do the right thing.
Yeah.
She had those crazy eyes, too.
Yeah,
did you see the video, Justin?
She definitely is a fucking bitch from hell.
Hold on.
She's a nice lady.
Yeah. But you don't want to get hurt by her.
I want my license.
Hey, she's a nice lady to throw rocks at.
Lovely dress.
Ada's the DA in the Corey LeMay murder case that John Sullivan's nephew, Ryan Sullivan, my friend, got a not guilty on. So, you know.
She didn't do her job.
No, she didn't do her job. You know, the victim's family trying to get justice for the poor kid who was fucking killed, which is a fucking terrible thing. So I'm not going to say, oh, that's great. You know, not guilty. I'm not even going to fucking go down that road at all, you know, because someone died. But yeah, she dropped the ball and she lost. She lost that case. So she takes it out on.
Poor Mike Lee.
Bean shooter.
No.
All right, Kevin. All right, we got to wrap this up. What was this, 34, Paul Pierce? 35.
Oh, yeah, 34. This
Paul Pierce, yeah. David Ortiz. Paul Pierce or David Ortiz?
Let's go with Ortiz.
Paul Pierce. David Ortiz, I mean.
I was just thinking about Manny Ramirez.
Yeah. No. Never mind Manny Ramirez. All right, boys. That's it, 34. If you're wearing a mask out there, the fresh air's gonna get you. He always shoots from the hip for iced coffee.